Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Face.
All right. That's right.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Put your hands in the air like you just don't. Hey, this
saw, right. Dude. Damn, it has been a literal minute since we recorded.
And then an extra day,
what
too.
What the fuck?
Fuck.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
I'm pretty fucking all right, man.
Me too. In the words of Banner Pilot, it's a goddamn beautiful day.
You had a good day today.
I've had a great day. You got to hear me fucking
opening day, dude.
Bro, it's baseball season. Ugh. Opening day. Ugh. But yeah, ugh. Two of my favorite games just got a hot content injection. Been on that shit.
We'll talk about
that. Keep sounding like you're going to say more explicit shit than
you
are.
We'll talk about that.
I just got a brand new super expensive bed and it's the nicest thing ever that got delivered today. My neighbor, who I don't like, moved out today.
Was it a roll-up-y beddy?
Huh?
Was it a roll-up bed or was it like a springy bed?
Nah, bro. It's like, it's like a foldy bed.
You don't
bed,
fuck with that foam?
Nah, dude, I don't know what this is, but it's firm. It's legit. It's expensive. It's got this thing called a power base, so it goes zero gravity.
Oh, yeah, power bottoms. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's a super power bottom. It's even got chargers on it, dog. It's got lumbar support. It vibrates. It like takes all the pressure off my hip and my back and my ass and only cost me like $5,000, but
does it wrap around your dick,
dude? I mean, if I folded it enough, it probably could. Okay. My plan is to do kind of like they did in Nightmare on Elm Street and just keep folding it and folding it until I can eventually suck my own cock.
that would be the logical next. Right?
I mean, it's either do yoga or I do this.
Yeah.
And like, well, I just don't want. Why is it taking so long to get a functional bed, a fully functional bed? That will actually, it does all that. I mean, it does all that.
I mean, like it could.
But it won't just finish the job.
Well, you gotta go to Japan for that. That's why.
Right.
Or
there they
could,
do.
I mean, you could self-install like a fleshlight into the bed.
Dude, this thing vibrates. So I mean,
paying them for though.
I just get like a mic arm and just have it on the side of the bed and just swing it over with a fleshlight on it.
Wow. That's
bro. I'm over here living in the future. Y'all need to catch up.
That's big brain.
Yeah.
That's galaxy brain.
That's big dick right there.
That means someone's doing that already.
Dick, big brain.
Well, yeah, I have an extender for my dick, so it actually fits in the fleshlight.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Have you seen those? Those are cool. You put your little pecker inside of this thing, and it makes it like you have a big pecker.
No.
It's like Donald Trump does with his hands.
What does he wear a prosthetic for his hands?
Yeah. It's like that episode of Always Sunny.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you never saw that?
Nah.
Always Sunny, where like Charlie's uncle, the lawyer, always thinks he has little hands, so he wears like these fake paper mache hands.
So you got a bed.
I got a bed. You get a bed?
I didn't get a bed.
You get a bank account and a car.
He got a bank account. Well, not a car.
I've had a bank account. Jesus Christ. He's going to trot that out like this, huh? We're gonna fuck that horse, huh?
Yeah.
What? We're going to fuck that horse dead.
Yeah.
Damn. Yes, I opened a secure loan with a credit union.
You're groans up and you groans up and you groans up. God damn it.
It's coming along.
Who's the big winner?
All of us.
Brett's the big winner.
That stuff belongs in its own category, but it doesn't mean anything.
You see what happens when we take a week away from each other? All of our lives just get better. So much better.
Huh. Don't say that.
Yeah. We're all happy.
You're saying that to him?
I'm saying it's a
He's the one who wanted the break.
To all, yeah.
Dude, it was so good.
And look, everybody's great.
Maybe we should go back to every other week.
He woke up at 3 a.m. and drove 7 hours of overtime. Yeah. And like, look, he's in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, I slept last night.
That'll do it.
But I conked out at like 8 o'clock last night and it was the best sleep I've had.
Bro, that's been my life for the last like 3 months. I don't do shit. I just go to bed at like
You need a better hobby, dude.
I need a hobby. I've seriously been Googling what hobbies can I have. I need something to dive into.
I suggested so many things to you and you were like, no, because none of those things
sound appealing to me.
That's not how it works. You know that's not how it works.
You know
anything that any one of us suggests to each other.
But
is
he's had like a year
stupid.
And he's had nothing.
But exactly.
Yeah, because we've suggested stuff to him for about his Denver drip, and he's probably going to do none of it.
But I don't have
Well, he was having threesomes and smoking weed. What do you expect?
And now I'm still smoking weed. And
minus threesomes.
Hopefully those will start again soon. What?
It's funny.
That was. It don't gotta be her. Come on. It could be somebody else. Anybody else.
Anybody.
Come on. You're gonna have a devil's triangle.
Ladies, form a line. Come on. Just.
Okay. So this is not a feminist operation.
Wait, what?
This is not open to males?
Open to males?
No.
Look at that. Exclusionary.
No. I mean, I don't even know who
you are. How about if the males are identified, you know, what if they're transgendered?
Cool. Bring it.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
So only transgender.
Just gotta be, just gotta have a nice dick. So long as it looks good.
You're so forward thinking that you won't be with someone who's not transgendered.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait. What? So said trans person has a nice dick.
Yeah.
Then what?
Cool.
You
suck it off.
Then you suck it.
No. What is this?
What if you really loved him?
Why are we talking about this now?
What does the nicest of the dick have anything to do with
what
anything?
What is this? I mean, I don't want to look at no ugly dick. What, would you?
You gonna look at it?
I mean, it's there. Am I gonna fucking close my eyes?
Good.
Why would I do that? Why do you go to a ball game and fucking put the hat down over your eyes? You don't do that. You're there for the show. Okay. Watch the fucking show.
But what's the show doing? It's just swinging around?
Yeah. Like in a circle. Okay. Meat spin. Yeah.
No, Rhett doesn't have a nice looking dick.
What do you mean? Yes, I do.
No, dude. Bro, it's a very pretty dick.
It's got so much like road rash and just fucking.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Bro. It is very pretty dick.
That thing is worn.
That's not even fucking true.
It's like an old leather-bound book.
It's not that it's blown out. It's like a fucking redwood. There's nothing like pretty about the bark of a redwood. It's nature, dude. There's something.
It's just got bark.
Right. Rhett's dick is like a barky stump, dude. That's all there is to it. There's nothing.
A barky stump.
It's not. It's got a lovely dome.
I'm just imagining that it's like flaking like a sunburst.
Yeah, you got the wrong texture. It's a crispy ass fucking bark. A barky stump?
Yeah.
Like, it's
got little leaves and shit on it.
Like it's some charred fucking cock.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Yeah.
Nah. It's so soft.
Oh my God.
Our pre-show bled into our
The same stuff from your eyelids is like your foreskin? It's like the same type of skin, right?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear that? Feel your eyelids. It's foreskin. Like,
well, I mean...
I glued foreskin on top of my eyes, and it's the same thing.
I actually cut my eyelids off and I put them on.
Yeah, I wrapped around the D.
You can't know for sure unless you're touching somebody else's foreskin and eyelids at the same time.
I don't have a foreskin, so how would I know?
Yeah.
You don't?
No, unfortunately.
What do you mean? Well, you still have foreskin even if you're
no.
Yeah, you still have.
There's
still foreskin around underneath the head. That's still foreskin.
Oh, you mean the
ring,
the frenum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to pull
it. Are you going to show it to us?
Are you going to pull your D out?
It is the exact same as your
eyelids.
Pull
your D out.
No.
Let's see your dick.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
Especially not when
I'm talking about showing your dick. Let's see your dick.
I am a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, me too. Let's go.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Bro, let's go. I'll bring out the angry
mine is like, it's like Bruce Banner into the Hulk. That kind of grower, not a shower. Yeah, same. It's like
you know that one iTunes review when it was talking about how we're just a bunch of bros?
Yep.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it right here, boy.
I'm surprised George hasn't been like, I need to cut all this. This is fine.
It goes with the fucking movie we watched.
I mean, yeah. There was nary a penis in this movie.
Penis, dude, which is disappointing.
Yeah. We're here to report on all the dicks.
I watched a movie with a cock, though. Speaking of which. I did.
Where was this cock?
This film is called Violation, and it's available on Shudder. It's brand new. Well, at least to streaming services. And it's kind of like an art house version of I Spit on Your Grave, which...
I mean, wasn't that an art house version of I Spit on Your Grave?
Not exactly, but I get what you're saying. Which on paper doesn't sound like a bad idea
both
to me.
Both of you.
But this movie, though, was like...
This movie, though.
Was not good. Everything you say about certain A24 movies falsely... applies to this movie, actually.
Not falsely.
With the ugly crying and the pretentiousness and the long shots and the blah, blah, blah. Dude's fucking full-on cock is in it. It has the most cock I've ever seen in a regular film.
What about Antichrist?
It has more cock. It has a hard cock.
Antichrist has a hard cock inserting into a vagina in the first like 30 seconds.
Well, that's pornographic. I mean, that's like porn. This guy is just, this is just dick. This is not, this is, he's sad stroking his cock when she, you know, I don't want to give spoilers in case we want to watch
this. Isn't it all sad stroking? Dude. I mean, really?
That's Discord is all sad stroking. You know what I mean? But, or sad diddling.
Oh my gosh.
To be inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, but, you gotta be inclusive.
Yeah. So, but
it's double clicking the mouse.
The performances are pretty good, you know, but it's a grating film, honestly. And it's, I watched that. It's a new horror release.
Did you watch that movie I was talking about, Untamed?
What? I did not watch that yet.
I think it was The Untamed. That movie. Hans was like, that's the movie with the octopus fucking, right? Mm. Indeed, it is. That movie's fucking weird, but it's tight. It's good.
Yeah, it's trying to
do Shudder. Hella good.
Untamed is called?
I think it's The Untamed. Let me make sure. I might just be making that up.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah.
That might be a good thing to do, huh?
The film, though, it's trying to make a more evolved point about, because the violation or rape that occurs in this isn't like the over the top variety. It's the one that happens frequently where the guy, you know, he doesn't take accountability for what happened or anything like that, because they were both drunk and shit like that. So it's trying to explore a more evolved version of this idea. The thing is, its unpleasantness and its grating stuff and like its pretentiousness aren't justified by what it's, it doesn't make its point well enough.
The juice wasn't worth the squeeze.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. There are some good ways though of seeing a body broken down, like, you know, getting a sledgehammer and grinding someone's bones into dust.
Oh, you mean like they did in Mountain Kings?
Yeah. Yeah. Slightly better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched this other new horror movie called Come True.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, where you at, Jorge? Come True. But it's about this on paper. This sounds like something I would love. It's about like them exploring the dream world and exploring what the third eye is seeing while it sleeps. And then it gets to everyone dreaming, gets to this certain point where there's these beings there. Mm-hmm. And then the beings start following people back into their waking life. Right. And that sounds potentially interesting to me.
Waking life is tight.
Yeah. It's got some style. But God damn, the shit that comes out of people's mouths and how formulaic it is and the flat characters just fucking killed it for me.
Welcome to Who Goes There.
Yeah.
Wait, well, at least right now.
At least there's dick talk.
And then I watched a film called Monos.
Ah, The Hands of Fate.
That means
Monos, hands. The Hands like of Fate.
My tattoo.
No, that's Monos. This is Monos.
Yeah.
This is about guerrilla warfare kids in Colombia. In the jungle, and it's like it came out last year. Mm-hmm. It's a foreign film, obviously, for Colombia. Colombia is doing some good shit these days, by the way.
Mostly cocaine.
Other than the sex trafficking and cocaine. Mm. But I'm sure those are kind of involved in this as well. But the movie, not the show. Mm. It's good though. It's on Hulu. It's a really good movie, and it's visually astounding.
That's right. Sorry, go ahead.
It's all right. And then have either of you ever seen Under the Silver Lake?
No.
It's the director of It Follows. It took him like 5 years.
Swallowed!
It took him like 5 years to do a follow-up, and it came out in like 2018. It's A24. It's Andrew Garfield. And I never saw it, but I heard about it. It got wildly fucking mixed reviews. And when something gets that mixed reviews, I get excited.
He's in.
Yeah.
Well, because I want to see what the D is. And then I put off watching. I finally watched it. It's about 2.5 hours, but it's fucking, I loved it. It's like, it's such, I think both of you would probably really like it.
I'm in.
And it's one of the most fucking straight up LA movies I've ever fucking seen. Like,
fuck LA.
Well, exactly.
So you just sit around doing nothing, waiting to get to where you're going for like 4 hours.
There's quite a bit of that, and it's awesome. And they play 90s songs.
It's like that Goldfinger song, like, dude.
They got White, oh, yeah. They got White Town in
surf,
it.
Bro.
They got White Town in it. In
wait,
a club.
Like, wait. Well, they're actually in it?
They're in a club, and the song comes on. It's like,
your woman?
Do this. Bum, and he's got like a fucking Nintendo bum, Power bum, magazine with Metroid bum, on it. And he's like,
wait, White Town is your woman, right?
He's tripping out trying to find this missing girl, and he uses the Zelda map and superimposes it on a map of LA and thinks that they're connected. It's like, dude, this is for me.
Tight.
Exactly, right? It is pretty good. So that director, the guy who did It Follows, I'm kind of eager to see what he does next. It seems like a really personal film because the guy's going through a breakup and he's kind of losing his fucking mind a little bit. And I watched fucking, this is a big recommend, Stuber.
You said this, and yeah. It's fucking. I kind of actually blows my mind a little bit because I have. When the trailer for that thing dropped, I was like, no.
Oh yes.
I mean, I was interested because I was like, damn, Big Dick Dave and fucking Kumail, like that could be good. And then I just heard nothing but terrible reviews.
What are you talking about? Your views.
Dude, not my
views. A lot of comedies get terrible reviews. Most like fucking Grandma's Boy, Caddyshack got terrible reviews.
Yeah, but people love that it's Melissa a horrible McCarthy
plot.
Shit.
There's no plot in Caddyshack. It's like, what the fuck? Dumb.
Which one?
Why did we ever go see a Melissa McCarthy movie?
Oh, that puppet yeah. one. Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, I'm not like that about comedies. If the movie makes me laugh, I don't.
It didn't make us laugh.
No.
It made us angry.
Did you watch Stuber?
No.
Dude, get about fucking that. Super Stone and watch that.
Dude, I mean, I watch everything Super Stone. Come on now. Yeah.
Well,
come on now.
In this case, get even more stone. Don't do the indica. Do some sativa. Okay. Be sharp.
Okay.
Maybe snort some coke too.
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
Don't do the devil's dandruff, man. Okay. You know this.
And we watched.
I don't do that, Michael Keaton.
There were some rewatches for movies I grew up watching that
Jack Frost shit.
Sophia had not seen. She'd seen Temple of Sophia. Doom. How about Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home?
Okay,
sure.
We watched that.
That's good.
We watched Superman because she'd never seen it. And after watching the 4-hour. Fuckfest of Zack Snyder's Justice League. I had to go back in time. So the internet has lost its fucking mind with user scores.
What the fuck is wrong with you fucking morons? If you came out of watching the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League and you were like, oh, this is good, and you went so far as to call it a masterpiece.
it's minutely better because at least it's one cohesive vision.
Yeah,
and then it makes you the suffering last twice as long. A 1-hour album was good. Like no,
dude. The idea that everybody's like, well, dude, they fleshed out Cyborg's story, and I'm like. Why?
Well, because look,
I don't understand why we wanted this.
No one's being honest either. Because here's the thing. Like, yes, I'm glad they restored the thing. I'm glad, and I think everyone is really hyped because what happened was the masses swayed a major studio. I think that they got behind that and it hit this kind of critical mass thing, and you know, and of course the streaming release and all this, and I think it's all coming together, and people are just really happy that happened, and I think they've lost their fucking minds a little bit. Because, when Justice League happened, people were not on fire for Zack Snyder.
No.
Batman versus Superman, people were not that, fans were not super satisfied with Batman versus Superman.
No.
I remember that the director's cut was much better than the theatrical. It was still a fucking mess.
That's the thing. I think people are confusing better than with good.
Well, not only good, but they're saying one guy fucking said it was the benchmark for all superhero movies.
Nope.
Like, you're fucking, yeah. Dude.
You've lost your mind.
10-minute scenes of slow motion dramatic. I know Zack Snyder does slow motion, but I don't need to see Amy Adams fucking drinking coffee.
Dramatically drinking a coffee.
Listening to Nick Cave.
Dude, and I know it's been.
Looking sad.
I know it's been memed to death, but that fucking song that comes on every time Wonder Woman is on screen.
It's dumb.
I'm freaking out because I feel like maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed the point.
No.
Maybe I missed the narrative on this thing, and I'm like, oh, dude, maybe I need to rewatch the 4-hour slog fest.
Well, and I will say the last 45 minutes, because you and I haven't had the talk in person, we texted about it, is the best to me. And it's, again, drastic improvement, and the action flows in the last climax. And again, the nightmare sequence, right? But then it fucking has that stinger on the end where Martian Manhunter shows up for no fucking reason.
Well, dude, and that whole Martian Manhunter stuff is so mystifying to me because you've got this scene with Clark Kent's mom.
Matt, and it's checked out.
It's super. It's actually very impactful. This conversation that she has with Lois Lane.
Yeah, that was a better scene.
And then it's like, oh, just kidding, dude. It's fucking Martian Manhunter, and you're not gonna see anything about his ass until the very end. And it's his dumb stinger. You're like, oh fuck, what have you done, dude?
What you mentioned about Cyborg too, to kind of wrap it up. I mean, at least on my end, is. I'm glad they restored that. Ray Fisher seems like a fine actor, and he could have done well if in a cohesive better told story to me that didn't rely. Again, him, he's playing a high school football game. It doesn't need to be a 10-minute slow motion sequence.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Anyway, but what should be the point of judging whether or not they did a good job with Cyborg to me is, are you ready to go see a solo Cyborg movie afterwards? Are you ready for Cyborg to have his own franchise? No.
Yeah.
I'm not that interested. No. I wouldn't have been that interested based on the origin story they told there.
Yeah.
It's all over the fucking place and there's too much going on.
It's all,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all over the place. And then, you know, this whole deal where it's like he hates his dad, but wait, he doesn't hate his dad after all.
What,
just cause it's like fuck, I get it, man. Like I'm so out on it, and to see people's like positive and favorable reviews of this movie is astounding to me.
95% user score Rotten Tomatoes, 8.2 IMDb. Like, dude. What? Yeah. Like, relax.
It's crazy.
Nine out of ten on Metacritic user score. Like, you guys are... you've lost your fucking mind.
It's bonkers, man.
It is.
But moving on to something that I did enjoy. So there's this little...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Wait! Darkseid gets fucking wrecked by fucking Ares, too, in the fucking flashback sequence with hilarious CGI. Yeah. Like, fucking... what? And that's fucking lame. By the way, I'm just going to be just on pure dork level. Darkseid does not get his fucking ass kicked by Ares,
some dude with an axe.
By Ares is his powerful dude in the dude. It's so fucking dumb. Like, that's not good.
It's rough.
Anyway, bye.
So I did watch, if you guys don't have Apple TV Plus, you're going to be missing out on this little tidbit here. But it's a show called Calls, hilariously enough, and it's the story is also directed by Fede Alvarez.
Yeah, I know that guy.
And it's a 9-part miniseries, I guess, for lack of a better word. It's a horror series, and there's no location. It's all literally phone calls that take place during the show, and each episode is a phone call between one or two or three people. And there's an event that happens during these phone calls that people are able to either call the past or one of their relatives calls them from the past, sort of deal. And what happens is if you happen to talk to your past and try to change events that happen in your life, really fucked up shit happens. And I don't want to go too far into it because there are a lot of scenes that, and it's not really even scenes, it's just phone calls. It's all you see is basically just visuals of like sound graphs, basically. Ronnie and I watched it in like two or three nights, and it was super enjoyable and really effective. And I can't praise this series enough. It's really fantastic. Calls on Apple TV Plus.
How is Apple TV Plus as a service? They have a good variety.
It's okay. They've got a
Wolfwalkers is on there. The animated movie.
Many platforms.
They've got
their channels now.
Wolfwalker on there, which is good.
It's cable all over again.
It's cable.
Yeah. There's a series about what would happen if Russia won the space race, which is also really good. I think it's called For All Mankind. Yeah, it's For All Mankind. We watched like 6 episodes of that. I have to catch up a little bit, but it's also a good show. But there's Apple TV Plus needs to catch up a little bit because there's not much going on. But Calls, highly recommended. It's 9 episodes. They're each 12 minutes a piece of actual content. And each episode is super enthralling, super gripping, highly recommended.
Speaking of Fede Alvarez.
Fede.
Your guy's buddy and my good friend Daniel Franz in Germany, our listener in Europe.
I thought you were gonna say Northern California, Michelangelo.
Yeah, the one who you guys are fond of saying, he calls me Ref because
I know.
He knows how to spell it now.
That's Bartle Boy.
It's okay. So he wants to say that I won't talk any more about that Don't Breathe and Mandy thing as long as I live regarding our bracket episodes we just finished. Fede is highly overrated. Just because he milked the jizz of some gorehounds with the Evil Dead remake. So I want you guys to know that. I don't say that. I like Fede, but yes.
Wait, so, why? What?
I don't understand any of that.
Oh,
he it's did okay. Don't you don't have to understand.
Okay.
He did Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
And
I thought I specifically said don't at me, bro.
I think also, didn't he do your favorite movie, Crawl?
Crawl's tight.
Yeah. You guys both said you didn't like it.
Crawl is not
terrible. I did not he say it. I loved like Crawl, it. Bitch.
You didn't love it, motherfucker.
Bitch, I loved it.
You talked
it.
More shit than I liked it more than either
I
of you.
I talked shit, but because I loved it.
Lies.
That's why.
Well, he, you guys, he did not
you live
make,
in alternate he hard on collider.
He did not
reality.
Make Crawl, by the way.
There you go.
He produced that bitch?
He didn't direct it.
Who directed it?
Who is that? Who directed it?
That was some dude that That's directed Tony Muschietti.
Who did fucking Crawl?
Muschietti. Let's see. One sec. Present company.
Damn, you don't gotta go to fucking IMDb. Just
yeah.
Alejandro
Aja.
That guy that did that thing.
He did that other movie.
He did that other movie.
The Hills Have Eyes, 2006.
Yeah.
High Tension from 2003.
Yeah, see, he's good. I like that dude.
He didn't like High Tension.
I hate High Tension.
I know, but it was, I mean, directing wise, it's kind of good.
There's cool stuff. There's cool stuff that happens, but it's like, it makes no goddamn sense at all.
You don't think it makes sense for a truck driver to get a blowjob from a severed head?
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
That's possible. I'm just saying the places where this killer was supposed to be make no sense in relation to where the girl was at the same time. It just doesn't happen that way.
All right. Well, you know, in any case, I just wanted you to know what the Europeans were thinking of your guys' decision.
Oh.
And, you know, you just need to know. You just need to know what they think across the pond.
Damn. I'm really going to go home and reevaluate my life choices based.
Because this one dude in Germany?
On my understanding.
No, seriously, though.
Of Don't Breathe being a better movie than Mandy.
Oh, my God. No, but seriously,
That's the one.
I appreciate you, Daniel, over there in Germany.
That's the one that really pissed people off. And then, hey, I know you got a message, too.
I did. Jessup talked to me from our friends at Say You Love Satan podcast. Great podcast, by the way. From Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yes, I got a message, and he gave me plenty of shit for...
Yeah.
Choosing Ready or Not over Green Room.
Which, I mean, he told me, he's like, you should have stood your ground. And I'm like, that's exactly what.
But
what,
Jorge, he forgot that Jorge also chose Ready or Not whatever. Over Green Room.
Right. Well, that's what, I mean, see, but Jacob said the same thing to me in our year in review episode when The Witch beat out Green Room. Because I was like, Green Room is number one. It's the best movie. And, you know, I still, to me, I like Green Room more. And I still think, like, Green Room's better, but
well, I like Grandma's Boy more, but it's not the better movie.
Grandma's Boy is tight as fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Why don't you meme that dude more? Please sit on my face.
Because I'm already naturally like that.
I know, but that's all the more reason.
Please sit on my face.
Yeah. So you want to know what I saw? Fuck all. But you know what I wanted? What I did? I did play a bunch of Dead by Daylight because there's a new chapter with K-pop.
I'm uninterested.
So I've been listening to a whole bunch of K-pop, doing that. That's good stuff.
Dead by Daylight and K-pop?
Yeah, bro.
Does it get any better?
It's no.
Deja vu. Yeah.
But. That lasted for all of a day because then Binding of Isaac Repentance came out and now like that's my whole life forever until I've beaten all of it.
Which is Binding of Isaac Repentance? I've heard you guys talk about the previous game. Said really good stuff. Is it available on PC or all?
It's on everything.
It's on everything. It's DLC, so you need the original game to go with it, and then this expansion is 15.
Oh, DDD, yeah, I know.
It's $15,
which
but
is well worth it,
dude. It added like 243 achievements or something. There's at least two new characters, like two characters that are visible right away. There's at least two new bosses, mega bosses, and then there's a whole bunch of other stuff just added in. It's almost like learning how to play the game all over again for the first time.
Is it dupe?
It's hella dope. Hella dope.
Did you watch anything else?
I mean, we've been watching a lot of like older sitcoms, and we watched a few of the Miyazaki movies recently. I rewatched The Wailing. We watched The Greasy Strangler. I got Alia to watch The Room. I don't know if we talked about that.
I don't think you mentioned on the previous episode. You said she was
whatever. She was unimpressed.
That's sad.
And then we watched something else on DVD, but I can't remember what it was. It was nothing super.
It's a DVD.
But yeah, that movie, The Untamed. That's on Shudder. That's tight as fuck. That's really the only horror movie I've been watching because... been kind of busy, a little busy. I'm going to go watch baseball on Sunday. I'm very excited.
All right.
You should watch Under the Silver Lake and Stuber instead.
No.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not going to watch Stuber.
Oh, right. Fuck yeah.
I'll watch both if you go to Colorado and watch a Rockies game in my place.
No, in no your way. Place? No, why would you do that?
That doesn't even make sense.
He wouldn't do it.
None of that.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. There's no way.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to talk about a movie. If it can be called that.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. So you know how like waiters and waitresses get paid less than minimum wage because then they say they're allowed to accept tips and like really it's just the manager like not paying enough and passing that on to the consumer. Well, like we don't get paid for doing this show, man, but there's still expenses. So like,
man,
shouldn't you kind of tip us for doing this thing? Like every week we're here sucking the same old dick. So like, you know, just
I don't like this approach.
Come on in. Give us the tip. We'll give you exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merchandise. A lot of the stuff is about us talking about dicks.
I mean, you saved it at the end, but I feel like that the...
Is it? Is it, you know, because that's like how it works. Like wait, this automatic tipping is for the birds, you know? These people should be getting paid a wage for doing a service that they're providing. We should be getting paid a wage for the service that we're providing. However, our employer does not provide said wage.
What employer?
Touche.
The people are the people. Employer.
Exactly. So, you know, like, kick us down some ducats because, like, we got bills and shit. We got things.
Unless you want to keep proliferating the system of oppression that keeps everyone underneath the fucking proverbial boot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you want to be a good employer, since you guys are an employer, then you should probably pay a working living wage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because right? Otherwise, you know what we have to resort to? Not sucking dick, putting ads on our fucking episodes. And we don't see money for that.
Yeah,
so
we got to suck their dick instead.
To Patreon, you get the episodes ad-free.
We'd rather perform cunnilingus on you or suck your cock instead of on these corporate entities who we're not even personally involved with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point.
We're executive assistants, not secretaries.
God damn it.
Any cock.
All right. Where the Who Goes There podcast watched a little movie called Monsters, brackets, Humanoids from the Deep, directed by Barbara Peters with two E's, Jimmy T. Murakami, written by Frank Arnold, Martin B. Cohen, William Martin, starring Doug McClure, Alan Ann Turkle,
great Vic cast
Morrow, Cindy Weintraub, Anthony Pena, playing an Indian for some odd reason. Denise Gallick.
Were Indians.
Lynn Thiel, Megan with two E's, Breck Costin.
Megan.
Hoke Howell. If that's
Hoke Howell.
If that's ever a redneck American name.
Hoke Howell.
Hoke motherfucking Howell.
Damn.
That's tough.
Damn, bitch.
Hey Matt.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Humanoids from the Deep, dude?
I don't know, man. Like, what is this? I mean, it's fun and it's quirky and it's long, even though it's only like 82 minutes or something. I feel like it overstays its welcome, but it's also like,
yeah.
And then it gets like just really fucking bonkers in the last act.
Yeah, that's one hell of a fucking street carnival they had going.
Yeah, dude. Good. And I mean, I kind of just love how dumb it is, and the gore is great, and like the backstory on this movie is really, really weird.
Took a sharp turn there.
I think I like it, but it's hard to get through.
Okay. Right.
When my wife says about sex.
That's faint praise. We'll go ahead and say that's faint.
Yeah. What do you think of Humanoids from the Deep?
Dude? Humanoids from the D is a bad movie. It is kind of an interesting novelty item of a bad movie, though, to me, because of its problematic, rapey stuff. I mean, because these monsters come from the ocean. And
come from the deep.
They come from the D to rape, which is like... I mean, I can imagine like,
but also like the humans are also like raping the women in this movie.
That's what's kind of that's what I mean. It's interesting what it's trying to mess with here, and then it also approaches. It does stuff with xenophobia and with racism with Indians, and Native Americans. And then that guy has a moment. There's a white character who has a moment of like realization later where he's saved by an Indian he accosted earlier in the film. And he's like, fuck, I'm a fraud, you know? And we get to see him get fucking.
Do you think he had that realization?
He did in his eyes. He's like, what the fuck? In his eyes.
Red's searching his eyes.
Yeah, I was searching that bitch's eyes, and he's like, he's not gonna listen to Rush Limbaugh.
He's the ultimate old white bitch.
Yeah. And then me? No.
That guy.
I'd say that.
That dude.
No, just kidding. Okay. So. I want to talk. We haven't gotten there yet. But the movie's not good. It's Roger Corman produced, and apparently, just to get that out of the way, so a lady directed this, which is like, well, that keeps it safe from all the criticism it's going to get. Well, not exactly, because all the other shit was added by Roger Corman. The other shit being copious amounts of boobs. Mm-hmm. And I will say, very well-shaped boobs. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, well-shaped boobs, to me, do not a good film make, to quote you guys. And I know you guys may disagree.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah,
because
do not a good film make.
Good-shaped boobs do a good film make.
But you didn't. You thought it was hard to get through, even with several pairs of good shaped boobs. So yeah, what does that tell you how bad it is?
It's like Mario Kart where you're driving tits. Around and you're slow, but you get the little mushroom and that helps you get to the end. And like, this is that little mushroom.
Tits are your mushroom.
Yeah, exactly.
It had more boobs. Two
perfectly shaped mushrooms.
It had more boobs than probably all the Friday the 13th combined.
Not a chance, dude. There was like four pairs of boobs in this tops.
Right, and that's the whole fucking four pairs of boobs.
Nary.
It was probably a humanoid. I'm just saying,
how bad does this movie have to be for Matt to be giving it faint praise as saying it's hard to get through with several pairs of boobs and gore? And he still is like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's cold comfort for all you fucking gore hounds. The gore were mushrooms
too.
And I think we should specify, how did this happen? What is this? That's a good fucking question. We're doing Godzilla vs. King Kong at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So the idea was we had asked our Patreon members at Discord, which you can be a part of, as they mentioned, if you join Patreon. We asked them a while back if we were going to do a monster movie theme, throw some monster movies. Some less obvious ones. And this was one of the suggestions from Hans.
Can I
been trying to get us to do this for years.
Yeah. Hans.
What did you think of humanoids from the think? D?
Hans, I love you. But this shit ain't it, fam. This is fucked. It's fucked from the beginning. It's fucked to the very end. I'm angry while I'm watching.
But what
this?
About the boobs?
That's a check on the bingo.
I'm stuttery while I'm trying to explain said movie. That's another check on the fucking bingo. I just don't understand who watches this movie and is like, yeah, I'm gonna recommend this, even if it's like bombastic in nature and you're like, oh dude, it's got so many fucking boobs and the monsters and the fucking gore and
can you not make your voice all gruffy
and
like
it's
that?
Fucking like I can't understand. Oh, that's Hans. That's what Hans sounds like. The start to Monster Month, fucking disappointing. Fuck this movie. Fuck you if you like it.
You know what director would have handled this well? Guess to me, in my opinion.
Fede Alvarez.
David Cronenberg. Monsters from fucking the water fucking people. Like, it would have been. Damn, like, that's you mean some like good
the
fog? Shit.
I mean, I see. The thing is because the very base of like the contrivance of this idea is kind of interesting to me. Like a monster that gives no shits about humanity. It just wants to fuck women.
Give shits about humanity. They said it's smart enough to see it as a threat. So that's why it just attacks dudes.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, that makes a fair amount of sense.
Yeah.
But the movie's not good. there's little trinkets where there's scientist lady, by the way, with the beautifully feathered hair, right? The economy Farrah Fawcett or whatever the fuck she is. So
yeah, sure.
She calls herself a professional scientist. She says, I'm a professional scientist.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to
an unprofessional scientist, like a semi-pro scientist. Right? Like she's in Bush League science.
She gets paid to do science. That's how you know she gets paid
and she says this and goes with them.
She
and
does
then
what she can.
When they're getting attacked.
She must. Does what she must because she can.
When they're getting attacked, instead of defending herself or running for her life, she starts taking pictures because science.
Right.
Well, when she's about to get her head ripped off, she says, no, don't hurt it because science.
Bro, you don't get a Pulitzer with no photos.
I get the idea, but you can't take photos if you're dead. You can't get Pulitzers if you're dead.
Yeah, but I mean, you can.
You can get a posthumous
Pulitzer. You're talking about the cost, the price of art, huh? So she wasn't a scientist. She was an artist.
She was an artist.
I mean, like, well, whatever it is. Like, I mean, she can't, yeah, she can't get, I mean, maybe she can for discovering this thing, you know?
My favorite part of this movie, though.
Well, it's not a Pulitzer that she would be getting because that's for journalism.
I actually, I don't know why, but I was
thinking of the other one.
Some other thing?
The one everybody else gets.
I watched the trailer for this for some reason beforehand. And I noticed they had a really good explosion in it. And then I was like, you know what? That's weird because this is low budget, early 80s. That's an unusually good explosion. So I'm like, they must have had a really good pyrotechnics guy.
What was the explosion budget in this movie?
That's
everything exploded.
Everything exploded, dude. The monsters are exploding.
A car falling off a bridge that hits water after like 15 feet drop explodes on impact with the water.
There was
was just exploding.
They threw a Molotov at a house that exploded and then was put back together and just on fire.
Again, it's the equivalent of a band where every member sucks, but one dude can do like a monstrous sweep on his guitar and he's like, brr, brr, and it's like the rest of it just fucking sucks, but I'm going to do this. And he's like, dude, the pyrotechnics guy, they had someone special.
Budget.
He was just like, I'm gonna shine.
Well, there's like the climax of this movie where they're like, just put fucking gasoline.
There's a lot of climaxes in this movie.
Just put gasoline in the water and we'll figure it out later. And it's like, I'm sorry. What? And then hopefully they'll swim to the fire and burn themselves.
Then they realize, oh shit, that's not gonna
hopefully
work.
They'll be right there. They'll be right there where we put the gasoline a few minutes ago.
We're gonna burn these bastards.
Okay, right from the beginning though. My favorite part though was the beginning because, well, for one, there's the dialogue. This is not a dialogue movie.
The one-liners in this movie are fucking gold. But chefs,
these guys though.
I don't know what that means.
These fishermen are out there fucking in the opening sequence. They're out there fishing, and this guy's kid falls in the water and gets fucking ripped apart.
I gotta save my boy.
And I'm like, this is off to a good start for like a movie that if it keeps this up, I can laugh the whole time. And that's special. It doesn't, unfortunately. But what I do like is that before he falls in the ocean and gets ripped apart, he knocks over a can of gasoline.
Yep.
So keep in mind, this has nothing to do with the monster. This is just human foul.
Yeah, it's just extra.
Yeah.
Well, this is just setting up that there's something violent in the water.
But a minute later or less, the whole boat fucking explodes.
It sure does. Dude,
and then you have to realize the monster didn't do that. Like, they would have all died anyway.
That was all human error.
Even if the monster wasn't there, they would have all died anyway.
You didn't even say why it exploded, though. That's the best part.
Why did it explode?
Because there was one of the guys that was steering the boat was going to fire a flare gun. He ran out of the cockpit or whatever and fucking tripped and shot the flare gun at the deck. And that's why the boat exploded.
What was so crazy about that opening scene, it's like, it's such an inept fucking fishing crew that they're like, well, we don't have enough gas in the crane and then we don't have enough coolant in the engine. And it's like, well, why the fuck did you leave the harbor?
Yeah. Well, they're like,
and then they fucking kill themselves, they blow themselves up. That's hard to do as a fisherman.
They're like 20 yards off the fucking harbor anyway. They're like right there.
The amount of abuse this poor child gets before he fucking gets murked.
That's what I mean. If he had only waited another minute, he could have blown up painlessly. And his dad wouldn't have had the last minute of his life watching his son get torn apart.
Well, I mean,
and they could have just all blown up together.
Let's be realistic. With how much blood was in that water, that kid didn't feel anything. He was dead like that. He might have got ripped it in half. They might have just
ripped it?
They might have just ripped it his head off.
Speaking of which, they do have a good head ripping in this film at the end.
Yeah, that's when they just said, fuck it. They're like, why are we trying to make this movie make any goddamn sense? Just unleash these things.
I will say this. It's a merciful hour and...
It's like hour and 22 minutes.
Hour and 17 minutes.
It's mercifully short. I mean, you're in for a penny, in for a pound on this one, man.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're going to watch the first 10 minutes and you're not like, wow, this is fucked, then, you know, watch the rest.
I actually took notes as I was watching this.
No, you didn't.
What are your notes say?
There's like so much random shit in here. Like a couple splash fights look like two retards drowning. Like when they went into there was that couple that was making out in the water and they went in to do a splash fight and they were just both kind of doing this and just flopping around, looking like they were drowning.
What's, you've never done that, dude?
Oh, the fucking dude that had the ventriloquist dummy and he scored.
Oh yeah,
yeah. See, dude, I had to take notes. But like, I wanted to make sure I remember.
He didn't score.
He was about to.
He was about to.
She was down. Like had the.
Oh yeah,
she wanted to fuck the dummy.
She was about to fuck the dummy. Thing. She was turned on by that dummy. Also,
don't you love the guy's getting fucking killed and it shows the dummy.
Look over.
No one's operating him.
They
show it several times that the dummy is looking on his own.
Yeah, the dummy looks at her tits like twice.
Which is pretty fucking terrifying.
Wait, when?
Yes, dude. Yes.
In the tent?
So
or whatever the fuck they're in?
In the tent, right? Yeah. So they're she's getting all fucking ready to rock because he's like, oh, I've got my Woody on my Woody. He gets...
that's me.
He gets annihilated by the monster. He's dead. The fucking... dummy turns his head to look at this fucking naked bitch's tits.
Oh, I missed that because I was too busy looking at her tits.
A couple times.
Crazy, more than once. Dude. Yeah. It's fucking crazy because then I'm like, oh, fuck. We got some supernatural dummy
Why wasn't that explored?
This is the most fucked reality ever because they have supernatural dummy and fucking...
And that's just commonplace? Because I humanoids felt like,
from the D.
I felt like that dummy was a little too, like, he moved a little too much for being in that bag. And I was like, okay, well, they're saying that dude's hand is in there, but that's like a really weird fucking...
Even more mysterious. Angle. There's that supposes that there are people out there. I don't want to just say women, but there are people out there that are literally turned on by somebody... handling a puppet.
I highly doubt that.
I don't. I think there are people turned on by anything.
I'm sure somebody's out there turned on by anything.
Find this shit.
Matthew.
Hold on.
That's right.
I'm going to ask Google this shit.
What's the dummy fetish?
Scientific term.
What does it say, though, that I still didn't know where you guys were? As fucking bad as this movie is, I didn't know where you guys were going to be with this until I got here.
Hmm.
I just didn't know because we did Uninvited a few months ago, which is lovely.
Which was a slam dunk.
It's a wonderful, horrible movie. This is not a wonderful, horrible movie. This is an interesting, occasionally interesting in its badness movie.
What I did, you know what? One of the things I did appreciate about this film, I did like that the monster design wasn't cookie cutter.
Wasn't good.
Necessarily.
Yeah, wasn't good monster
design.
Well,
it's bad. It's bad. I agree. It's bad.
I liked it, though.
But I liked the fact that each monster was different. Like, there are some that had these big, goofy fucking arms. Some that had, like, more brain exposed.
There's only three suits, though.
Was there only three?
There was one that was completely full, and then there was two other partial ones that they could only shoot from certain angles.
Okay.
Did you know how many suits are in Aliens?
They did a
pretty... Only six or seven.
Only.
No, but in the Alien sequel, you get the impression there's a lot more than six or seven aliens.
Yeah.
That's fucking
crazy.
But
I got the impression that they were doing like everything they could to be like, and we've got 20 different types of monsters, dude, because they all fucking evolved from shitty salmon, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought those things kind of looked like lickers from Resident Evil.
Okay.
Just a bit, because they had the long arms and the brains on the outside.
Well, they reminded me of the fucking thing from This Island Earth. That one,
yeah.
I think Cal, is it Cal who designed that?
The Metaluna. Yeah.
It looked like the Metaluna with the fucking big overgrown brain. These things are very easy to kill, too. Like, you can throw a brick at their head and their brain, they're dead.
Which is tight.
Which is,
they're also super deadly.
But they would take like fucking 12 bullets to the chest and just be fine. Man,
well, they're super deadly because they were going to
snatch that fucking little girl into the water.
I mean, because they had already, at that point, they had already given the narrative that they're willing to kill kids in this movie. And I'm like, dude, just do one more.
And like, she's hanging there and it's like, oh, she's going to get snatched. And then like, they shoot the guy and then they go to save her, but he's kind of just hanging out there. And I'm like, ooh, just let another one just fucking pop up and grab her ass. And
do you guys remember this part?
It's mine. I got one. It's mine.
You mean that wasn't you?
No, exactly. These are the kind of things I need to fucking record. Or do you remember this fucking little gem?
Good tuna fish. Salmon.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The dialogue is great. Like,
it's good shit.
I had.
No, it wasn't great. It was fucking awful. It was, dude, like, but it was delightful because it was, you know.
Right after that, they were talking about the guy's beard, and they're like, "Don't shave that scraggly thing until we fill all our holes." And like, it sounded like holes, and I'm like, "Oh, that's
What did you say first?
Yeah.
Hull are what?
Hulls. Not holes. Sounds like holes.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, one a hull. Sounds overly
isn't there perverted. Just one hull on a boat?
Well, he was talking about multiple boats, you know.
Yeah, like, all their holes.
Yeah, they're all having all good luck.
You want to get all your holes filled.
They all want their holes filled.
Yeah, of course they do.
They want this guy to keep it hairy.
Do you think that was on purpose?
Because they're getting successfully filled. You know, then like when they're when they're out there fishing, he's like, look, we got ourselves a couple of big ones.
You're getting successfully filled.
I'm getting filled with glee from this fucking movie.
Wait, the more I talk about it, you're fucking schizophrenic.
No, and then there's that part in the middle. There's a part in the middle where all of a sudden that William Shatner looking motherfucker just starts saying bro all the time.
Don't say he looks like William Shatner.
You mean Jim Hill?
Is that who he is?
Yeah.
The main dude?
Yeah. He's got a wife who's like 1,000 years younger than he is.
That was his daughter.
Dude.
Like what?
So he's out there and they're like the fight with the Indian and he goes, get him off my back, bro. And then he just starts saying bro for the next like 20 minutes and then never says it again. That's good shit.
Is that where your barometer is for good shit? To just randomly hear
this dude in 1980 yell, get him off my back, bro. Like, that just sounds real good. That pulls me in right there. There's this, we watch these videos on YouTube called Reactistan, and it's these Pakistani people from this tiny little village that try like American food and stuff for the first time. Mm-hmm. There's this one lady that says bro all the time. It just warms my heart.
You know, I'm honestly surprised that the directors felt like they needed to basically toe the line on the fucking monsters raping women, because I'm like, well, you've already established in this world like they want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like there's no like,
and they're very uneasy scenes too, like to watch.
How could they not be? It's a mixture of hilarious because it's like pretty stupid and inept, but also it's a rape scene.
I mean, it's also like a monster, you know?
Right.
And so it's a little corny and funny, but like it actually made me feel gross.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. So as when the movie has a really nasty aftertaste, even though it's not effective, it's not scary and it's garbage, it still has this nasty lingering aftertaste because of its subject matter and because of what it's doing.
And not only that, dude, but they're like, you know what? If you haven't had enough, we're going to give you this fucking stinger that's really going to drive the point home that these monsters were raping women. And it's like, I don't think I needed that.
Well, they actually did that scene very well done, but that was just a ripoff, by the way. Even Dan O'Bannon said it, or Dan Bannon, the guy who wrote Alien. It's a fucking ripoff of the chestburster scene.
Well, yeah. And like, I feel like that shit should have been more in the middle of the movie, but they did say
they should have had a lot of that. Like they have the baby real fast.
Dude, then that whole part at the house, like that felt like a weird thing to have tacked on at the end, because then the what's his name? The guy?
Jim Hill.
So Jim Hill goes and deals with all these humanoids at the carnival.
And then he hops in his boat.
He hops in his boat, goes home, finds his wife dealing with a straggler that got over to their house and then kills them.
There was three of them.
And then leaves the house to go back to the carnival with his wife and kid.
Yeah.
And she's begging him to leave. And then it's like, oh, is everything okay? And then they're looking for the professional scientist, and that's how you know there's fish baby.
Who rather than fucking cut a monster baby out of a woman, is like, let's have this shit normally.
Yeah. I'm not worried about what it'll do to your vagina. You shouldn't be either.
When they unite the guy that you say looks like Captain Kirk, but he doesn't. But and the professional scientist and the Native American, and they go out on that boat together. That's how you know the shit's about to go down. It's like the Avengers. It's like those three getting together.
You mean like the Justice League?
You better watch the fuck out. Yeah, it's like Zack Snyder's ass league. Justice League.
There you go.
I think this is better than that movie.
You got there eventually with that joke, and I appreciate you for it.
Well, it doesn't have to get there. I just want to make the point that when they get, it's a really, really good team when they get together. When they get together, it's like they really get shit done.
What's
it's like? It's just like Jaws when Quint and Richard Dreyfuss, and they get together, it's like, fuck, here we go.
Yeah.
That's what it's going for.
Johnny Eagle just fucking chest-shotting all of these goddamn monsters right in their fucking head.
You see that, too, at the beginning? It tries to rip that vibe with the music. It's like, okay, Jaws, yeah, here man. We go. You're ripping off Jaws and Alien and all sorts of shit here. Like, yeah. But, so yeah, Humanoids from the Deep.
Not good. I don't recommend it to anyone.
It's on Tubi, by the way. And so if you have Tubi,
Amazon
and it's free.
Prime also.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that piece of shit DJ.
That was dope.
In that whole end carnival scene.
That DJ who was like he was sexually assaulting that poor woman for the entire scene. I was like, ooh, God.
Well, this is the universe the movie exists in. All the monsters are rapists and all the men are rapists, basically. So, I see
what they're doing there.
And there's a dummy that's supernatural, and it's also all fucking rapey.
It's a fucking creep.
And everybody's cool with that.
So this is the like worst of all possible worlds. The water's not safe. The toys aren't safe. The dudes aren't safe.
This is the Goosebumps universe.
The houses aren't safe.
The Indians, the boats explode.
Everything's blowing up.
Everything explodes. Fucking, it's all bad. It's the professional scientist doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
She knows exactly what she's doing. She's trying to bring forth this fucking merman race.
She's trying to fucking bring a flipper baby.
Yeah, there were only a couple of flipper babies.
Yeah. This is important too, though.
Nothing in this movie is important.
Yeah, it's extremely important to know. The one on Tubi is the one that was released in Japan and Europe, so it has the head detaching scene.
Amazon has it too.
Yep. Does it? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Apparently, there was the American release. They took that part out. So the one I watched though did have it. Did you guys have the title say Monster?
Yeah, it said Monster, and then
It says Monster, and then it has Humanoids from the Deep
in the tiniest lettering you could ever. And I was like, is this the right movie? I started, and I'm like, oh fuck. Yeah. It's the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Oh no. I was worried I was gonna watch the remake. But
I'm kinda curious about the remake.
There's a remake?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a made for TV.
Why on
maybe?
Earth? Why on
because
Earth?
Like, you know, Hollywood is lazy and has no new ideas.
Well, and you remember Leonard Maltin growing up? He was the fucking guy, he was the critic on what is it called? Not Good Morning America. What's the one in the evening they used to have? Entertainment Tonight.
Okay.
Entertainment Tonight. And he used to have the annual fucking reviews of movies and stuff like
reviews.
That. Before you had review aggregator for your views, like Rotten Tomatoes and the internet. Anyway, fucking that guy gave it 3 stars out of 4.
That's fucked.
Fucking Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 fucking stars out of 4. And he's like, it's a nasty and fast exercise and thrills. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot, dude. Wow. Imagine him saying that on Entertainment Tonight.
That's fucked up.
Isn't it?
Oh my God. Walter Goggins is in the remake. Good dude. Lord.
Who?
Anywho. Yeah, man. This is, I don't know. This is a bad start to Monster Month.
Well, we got to figure out, and the idea was to do some that we hadn't. Had you guys heard of this movie before?
I'd only heard of it through Hans.
Never seen.
Yeah.
What are we doing next week? There's Chud. There's Q the Winged Serpent.
I don't want to talk about Chud. Chud's fucking boring, man.
There's Monstrum.
Well, we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that shit out. We got to do something fucking good, though.
Do Visitor Q.
I think this was important, though. This is an important film for posterity.
Huh.
So they can look back on if this is the time in a time capsule, like we send into outer space, we should send this. This will show other civilizations what the best of humanity is.
I feel like this is
the one.
This is one of those movies that like Rob Zombie would put in black and white in the background of one of his videos over like his stupid wife dancing or something. You know,
and that video like, would be better than this movie.
Yeah, you know, or like. One of those movies where you go to a bar or a fucking show or something and it's just on a TV with no sound and you're like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, it's one of those kind of movies. But when you actually got to like sit down and pay attention to it, like, it's not worth it.
Also, there's like exactly one non-white person in this film and it's the Indian.
Yeah.
The rest are pure trash.
And they all fucking like gang beat
him. And they hate him, dude.
That was like, yeah, I was like, this is not aged well. There's like a lot of problematic shit in this movie.
But he's a hero.
He was. The guy came around, you know.
And they say that hero saved us.
Yeah, they firebombed his house. You know, like that's a hero's death. That's
fricked up, man.
That's a good way to go.
All right, that's the Who Goes Here podcast for episode 301 and humanoids.
It's 302. I just decided to make the other one 301.
So we've either got a couple more until we do Godzilla versus King Kong or
on that 3B zine tip.
Oh, you're trying to beat him? Wow.
No,
it's 301. Yeah, what are we? You'll be surprised what next episode. It's probably going to be another Humanoids from the Deep. We'll probably watch the remake. I don't know.
Ooh.
There you go. George said it.
No.
It's from the 90s, dude. Can it be bad?
Yes.
It's got to be.
It can be worse.
What's better, the original Shining or the remake in the 90s?
No. Ew. Dude, don't fucking do that.
It's the 90s.
Don't.
Ew. Oh, he did a thing to you right now. And it follows the book more,
dude. It's the 90s. And it follows the book more, dude.
It follows the book more. And it's got
the guy from Wings, animals, dude.
Does have the guy from Wings.
The animal bush is moving around, dude. So it's better.
It's bad. There you go. All right, that's the Who Goes Here podcast for episode 301. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us tonight, today, your car ride, your boring work day, whatever the fuck it is. We'll see you next week when we talk about, I don't know.
A movie.
And then two more weeks after that, we're talking about Gojira.
And we're going to talk about dicks. Probably. All the time.
Yeah, we probably will. All right, this is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
Bye, Sophia. This is
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.